You're listening to the Merry Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com.
I want to live again, and I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad isms floating around this world, but one of the worst is commercial. Makeup, even in Brooklyn it's the same.
That thing had nine lives, she just spent them all.
Woo! I triple dog dare you!
I don't believe you're an angel. I think you're a demon right out of...
Oh, Henry, don't say that.
Does someone need a hug?
Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Sentimental hogwash.
What was the last thing you and Charlie did before you went to bed Christmas Eve?
We shared a bowl of sugar, some shots of brown liquor, played with my shotguns, field dressed a cat, looked for women.
I'm the worst toy maker in the world. I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding! Doo-doo pedals! Doo-doo! There they are! Bert! What do you know about that? Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Hello and Merry Christmas to you. This is Jeff Westover of MyMerryChristmas.com. We are the internet's longest ongoing celebration of Christmas and the world's largest Christmas community, bringing you this, our 16th episode of the Merry Podcast, titled The Big Christmas Show 2011. It is an extravaganza starring you, our friends and Christmas family, online with your annual Christmas greetings, which we have to share in a big way in this episode. This time around, we're talking all about Christmas Eve and spending Christmas together. It is a marvel to me that our day and our age brings us closer together than ever. A few weeks ago, we pulled off the world's largest Christmas party, with folks checking in during a live broadcast at Merry Christmas Radio from around the world. And that spirit, at least in audio, is shared again in a big way here. So let us begin with our first round of greetings. We've got a lot this year, so this is just one of many segments we've put together for this episode.
This is Kirsten calling for Sugar 14-2286. I wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, this is Brent. Calling from currently in Sault Ste. Marie with my family. We're ready to celebrate the Christmas season, the Christmas holidays, in fact. So I'd just like to wish my MMC family, those who often post on the Christmas countdown especially, a very warm, happy, healthy Merry Christmas, and I hope everyone enjoys their time with their family. Merry Christmas, everyone, and thank you for having such a great year.
This is Frosty Man, and I want to wish everyone on my Merry Christmas a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, everybody. It's K9 Mom 3. On behalf of Wishbone, Clancy, Ivy, Smokey, and Lily, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas!
This is Chef Matt with MerryChristmasRecipes.com, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Greetings from beautiful Stratford, Ontario, Canada, This is Christmas Star, sending the warmest Christmas wishes to you all. May this Christmas be as special and unique as you all are. May your world be filled with warmth and good cheer. Wishing you lots of love, joy, and happiness in the coming year. Merry Christmas, MMC.
Hello, this is Rendy from the My Merry Christmas Forums. I just wanted to call and wish all of my Merry Christmas family a very, very Merry Christmas and a very blessed and prosperous New Year. I hope everyone enjoys this wonderful time of year, our favorite time of year, with your family, friends, and loved ones. And I cannot wait until I am able to celebrate more often with my little children as they get a little bit older. This is such a special time of year when you do have little ones. So I'm very excited to finally have my two little ones, and my son is a little bit older, so he understands now, so I'm really excited about Christmas and him opening his presents. But I just wanted to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you. God bless.
It was the night before Christmas when all over the house found a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Well, I'm stirring, ho, ho, ho. Greetings from north of Canada, home of Annie Mistletoe and O'Malley the Cat. Merry Christmas, everyone. Love you.
Hello, everybody. This is USAF Vet, just wanting to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and hope that 2012 will be filled with an abundance of health, happiness, and prosperity. God bless.
Venus, Winchester, Connecticut, wants to say Merry Christmas to everyone.
Mola Design sends a big thank you out to everyone who has supported us over the years and wishes all a peaceful and joyful Christmas.
Hi, everyone. This is Mayberry in Cincinnati, Ohio. Merry Christmas to all my friends on My Merry Christmas. You help keep the season in my heart all year long. I hope 2012 brings health and happiness to all of you. Merry Christmas.
This notion of Christmas greeting on audio is not a new idea. Let's now take a look at one of the most beloved songs of Christmas, now officially 65 years old, and see how old has been made new again, and how one generation pays tribute to another, at least in audio form.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
It is a song so recognizable that people can name that tune in less than three chords. You hear the strings kick in, and automatically a hand reaches out for the volume. The Christmas song was written by Mel Torme and Bob Wells in 1944, yet another classic penned in that pivotal year in Christmas history. In May of 1946, a 21-year-old Mel Torme visited a club in Hollywood and listened to the King Cole Trio, a group featuring the guitar of Oscar Moore, the bass of Johnny Miller, and the rich, smooth vocals of Nat King Cole. Torme played them the song he wrote, and Cole immediately fell in love with it. Within minutes, he was at the keyboard arranging the song. It was this impromptu session that gave the song its classic phrasing, including the guitar riff of Jingle Bells that Moore played in the closing moments of the song, and that appears in each subsequent recording of the piece. Cole told Torme that for as much as he loved the song, he knew in his heart that it wasn't right for his trio. The song needed something bigger. Torme and Cole shared the same management at Capitol Records, and when Cole asked for a few strings in recording the song, he was turned down. Just weeks later, in a New York studio, the trio set out to record the song, and in a rare moment of artistic outburst, Nat King Cole insisted on a string section for the song. After weeks of back and forth on the issue, Capitol relented, and they headed back into the studio in mid-August of 1946 with a tiny string ensemble consisting of four string players, a harpist, and a drummer. It was the first time Cole had ever recorded anything with orchestral instruments, a mere foreshadow of what was to come for him. The record was released in November and shot up to number 3 on both the pop and the R&B charts, a rare occurrence and a significant accomplishment against the likes of songs such as White Christmas and I'll Be Home for Christmas. Though no one knew it at the time, this was the golden era of Christmas hits. Each season, Nat's song was re-released, and each season, for the next 7 years, the song made the top 5. And it made Nat King Cole a household name. In 1953, he re-recorded the song with Nelson Riddle's full orchestra, and it too made the top 5 for 8 years running. Finally, in 1961, Cole recorded it yet again, this time in stereo, the classic version we hear and appreciate today. But the compelling twist to the story of the Christmas song comes from a 1998 version of the song recorded by Cole's daughter, Natalie. Mixing technology with the big string sound her father always wanted, Natalie Cole made the song a multi-generational duet. Though her father had passed 33 years before when she was only 15 years of age, the music she made with him on his most remembered tune is something to be cherished now season after season. Here is Nat King Cole with his daughter Natalie singing the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh.
And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly.
And so simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas to you.
Christmas Radio, the official radio station of the Merry Network.
This is breaking news from SantaUpdate.com.
Hello, world! This is Rusty Bells, your reporter elf from the North Pole, reporting on the North Pole. Still a little uncomfortable sitting here. This news is just breaking at the North Pole. With just a few days until Christmas Eve, Santa has asked Elf Agent X to recruit 3 million new secret spies for Operation Merry Christmas. In case you didn't know, Santa's secret spies don't inform Santa about someone who should be on the naughty list. They instead are Santa's local eyes and boots on the ground, reporting on dangers that might prevent Santa from visiting every location he needs to go. Elf Agent X says Santa needs more spies because of reports of new dangers to Santa this year around the world. You can sign up to become a secret spy for Santa at SantaUpdate.com. For your new daily updates from the North Pole, log on to SantaUpdate.com. And don't forget to join us on Christmas Eve as we track Santa around the world with updates every 15 minutes. From the North Pole, I'm Trusty Rusty Bells, your source for all of the news of Santa on the radio, reporting for Merry Christmas Radio.
Hi, this is Brad Mack, wishing all my MMC friends a very Merry Christmas from Southeast Georgia, USA.
Hi, this is CJ from the Christmas Station. I'd like to wish everyone at My Merry Christmas and the Merry Network a happy and safe holiday, and best wishes to everyone for a prosperous new year. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Merry seasons of the utmost Christmas kind, boys and girls. This is Jonathan, a.k.a. Radio John D., from Alabama, the first state in the Union to adopt Christmas as an official holiday off with pay. That's what I'm talking about. Cool Yule, y'all, and when the rest of the world starts packing it in, we'll keep rocking right along in the Yule world. Over to Merry Network.
Hey, I just wanted to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, MMC family. This is George Broderick from Cool Yule Comics, wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a very happy and prosperous New Year.
Hi, this is Jay Isherwood of www.MerryChristmasRadio.com, wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas, a very, very Happy New Year. We appreciate your listening all year long to Merry Christmas Radio, and we look forward to lots of fun in 2012. Merry Christmas, everyone.
From Santa Johnny Boy in Pittsburgh, Merry Christmas!
This is Cody W. Irvin, author of Nicholas, The Fantastic Origin of Santa Claus, wishing you a safe and happy Christmas.
This is Kirsten Hawksworth calling. I just want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a great New Year coming. Have a great Christmas.
Hi, this is Xmas Dreams on the forums, and I just wanted to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays and a Great New Year, and I hope to be back on the boards as soon as I can to be with all my friends and family again. Thank you.
Merry Christmas from the great state of Kentucky. I hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful holiday. Thank you very much for doing this. Merry Christmas to all.
Hi, this is Head Elf, wishing everyone in the Merry Christmas family Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all of you and yours from mine and me. Merry Christmas, everyone. Bye.
This is James from MyChristmas.com, wishing everybody a very Happy Christmas.
Hi, this is Crazy Elf, just calling to wish everyone there at MyMerryChristmas.com a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Have a good one.
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Maureen, and from me and mine to you and yours, we wish you the very best of everything you could possibly wish for this festive season.
Hello, this is Tim, Storytime Story. We're having a wonderful Christmas season here in the heart of Texas, but if some of you northerners could send us a little snow, then it would be a perfect Christmas. But white Christmas or not, we're having the merriest of Christmases, and I just wanted to wish all my friends out there at My Merry Christmas a wonderful and joyous Christmas from the stories. Merry Christmas!
Yeah, what's up, what's up? This is Track Rebel from Worms, Germany. I want to wish you all a very merry, merry, merry Christmas, a happy new year, lots of presents, love, and fun. Yeah, merry Christmas, huh? Bye-bye.
Hi, this is C. Butters in Northern California, calling to wish all of my friends at my Merry Christmas a wonderful Christmas and a great new year. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Over the course of the past several months, my 11-year-old daughter has been studying ancient Egypt in her 6th grade class, and she's been quite fascinated with what the world was like back then and entertained with the thought that we might leave something behind to be found thousands of years from now when archaeologists study our time. That's all been on my mind as I stumbled upon a legitimate news story talking about a religion based on the Knights of Jedi of Star Wars fame. Now, I'm not making this up. This is a new religious order. It has more than 15,000 adherents in the Czech Republic, and it's gaining converts, giving this story more steam and the future of archaeology something to stumble upon. Is this YouTube hit of Christmas 2011 titled "Vader, Did You Know?"
Play!
Merry Christmas, everybody, from Maid 582.
Just calling to wish a Merry Christmas to my Merry Christmas and everyone on the forum from Michelle, Miller 4 plus more, and the Miller family in Nashville, Tennessee. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Little Noella, and I wanted to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year from my family to y'all. I'll see y'all on the forum.
Hello, this is Jeff Gould with ILikeThatStory.com, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. God bless you. Bye.
Hello, this is Lady Cat in Houston, wishing Ed Zachary and everyone at My Merry Christmas a very Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. As 2011 comes to an end, one spoiled brat wishes each of you a very happy and safe holiday season. And I pray that 2012 is so prosperous for each of you and your families. God bless you all. And remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. Wise men still seek him.
Hi, everybody. This is Xmas 365. I am just calling to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Enjoy the season, and I'll look forward to continuing talking to you all year long. Merry Christmas.
May the peace and joy of Christmas fill your hearts with hope in the coming new year. Christmas blessings to you from me, Tim Germain of CustomsOfChristmas.com, and my family.
Hello, this is Mike Riley, Chief Kringle at the Santa Claus Network, ClausNet.com, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a safe, happy, and blessed New Year.
Hi, this is SW1 Dennis from Chandler, Arizona. I would like to wish everyone at MyMerryChristmas.com and your families a very Merry Christmas and a safe and happy New Year 2012.
Hey everybody, it's Snowflake22. I've got Harlow sitting next to me, and we just wanted to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year.
Which is bigger in your house, Christmas Day or Christmas Eve? I suppose it depends upon your traditions. In my house, I'd argue that Christmas Eve is the biggest day of the year and that Christmas Day is just a part of it, at least in terms of how time is spent. Indeed, the focus on Christmas Eve and the part it plays in the celebration of Christmas cannot be overlooked. It has both sacred and secular significance. From the Bible, the world has learned that the birth of Jesus Christ occurred at night. The shepherds, we are told, were abiding their flocks by night and came running to see the newborn baby Jesus. This biblical accounting has led to many Christmas Eve traditions celebrated in different churches around the world, from the midnight mass to the tolling of the bells in the dark of a Christmas Eve night. Secularly, we get from Clement Moore the tradition of Santa Claus, with the moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow. The image of the jolly old elf and his 8 tiny reindeer continue to dazzle and inspire on Christmas Eve, not Christmas Day, in lands all over the world. Christmas Day is all about gifts and gift-giving, then Christmas Eve has to be all about food. Depending upon where you go, food of all varieties plays a central role to the passing of Christmas Eve. In Central and Eastern Europe, traditional meatless feasts of a 12-course meal known as the Holy Meal are served. While other Christian families throughout the world celebrate the Christmas Eve meal with various meats, Italians and Sicilians celebrate the traditional Catholic Feast of the Seven Fishes, which was historically served after a 24-hour fasting period. Although pre-Christmas fasting is not a popular custom still practiced, Italian Americans still enjoy meatless Christmas Eve feasts and attend the midnight mass. Polish traditions include a 12-course dinner in which each dish has to be sampled. Those who eat the most are believed to have a prosperous future awaiting them. After the last dish is served, the candles are extinguished. The participants observe the direction of the smoke traveled as a way of predicting events for the coming year. In the UK, Christmas Eve might feature Christmas pudding, a roast goose, or even wild boar, while in Mexico and other Central and South American cultures, tamales are a favored Christmas Eve tradition. Myth, tradition, and history blend to add to the magic of Christmas Eve all over the world. In many Eastern European countries, they celebrate the miracle of the animals being given the gift of speech on the night of the Nativity. Caroling, which is the custom of singing from door to door throughout neighborhoods and villages, is still commonly practiced in Europe and in many parts of North America on Christmas Eve. The carolers entertain residents with hymns and songs, often receiving hot cocoa, tea, or other treats for their performance. In England, where this custom is known as wassailing, residents fill bowls with mulled spiced wine and offer mugs of the warm drink to the singers who entertain them. In northern climates that have significant snowfall, sleigh rides are a popular Christmas Eve pastime. In parts of Canada, a tradition of fishing for the church during the week leading up to Christmas is practiced. Local fishermen will sell their catches and donate the proceeds to the church on Christmas Eve. In Lithuania, people will clean their houses inside and out to ensure a prosperous new year. Houses are adorned with hay, sometimes mixed with mint, in the belief that it will bring good luck. Small baskets of hay are placed under tables in honor of the Christ child. In Mexico, Christmas Eve is known as La Noche Buena, ending the festival of Las Posadas 9 days in a row of candlelight processions and parties. After sunset each night in villages, towns, and cities throughout the country, children gather to reenact Joseph and Mary's journey to Bethlehem. The procession is led by a young Virgin Mary, often atop the live burro, with a tiny Joseph at her side. They're followed by children dressed as angels, the three kings or Reyes Magos, and an assortment of shepherds and livestock. Singing traditional Christmas hymns and carrying candles, they proceed to the first designated house, where they plead to be admitted. They are turned away. They're refused admittance at the second home as well. And at the third home, they are told while there is no room for them in the inn, they are welcome to take shelter in the stable. At this point, the doors are thrown open and the children are bid a jubilant welcome. Everyone kneels around a manger scene, or nacimiento. Prayers and songs are offered in thanks to God. Immediately after this in every posada is the time of the piñata, a papier-mâché container filled with candy and toys. It's hung from a tree or from the ceiling, and one at a time the children are blindfolded, spun around, and given turns to try smashing the piñata open. When it breaks, goodies scatter to the ground and the kids dive in, scooping up as many as they can. At midnight on Christmas Eve, or Noche Buena, the birth of Christ is proclaimed with fireworks, the ringing of church bells, and the blowing of whistles. Throughout history, Christmas Eve has marked significant events of note. In 1914, Christmas Eve was the setting for the Christmas truce, when combatants put down their arms and put up their Christmas trees, sang carols together, and enjoyed the spirit of Christmas before resuming the nasty practice of war after Christmas was over. And it was on Christmas Eve 1968 when the astronauts of Apollo 8, Bill Anders, Jim Lovell, and Frank Borman, read from the book of Genesis from space in what was once the most watched television event in history. In honor of Christmas Eve, no matter where you are or how you spend it, we give you now a classic of Christmas music made famous by Fred Waring, titled 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
I'm sure that most of you are familiar with the legend of St. Nicholas, and even though you might not be, everyone is familiar with 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And here it is, set to music by Simeon and Ken Darby.
family with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their wee little beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their wee little beds.
Well, I in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down, Lorella. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, threw open the sash.
Then, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick that I knew right away that it must be St. Nick.
More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and I whistled and shouted and called him by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, now Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, dash away, dash away, dash away, dash away all.
So up to the housetops the coursers they flew with a sleigh full of toys.
And St. Nicholas too.
And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof all the clattering noise
of his galloping hoof.
All bundled in fur from his head to his foot,
his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot.
I drew in my head and was turning around
when down the chimney he came with a bound. A bag full of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a little old peddler just opening his pack.
Eyes, how they twinkled so gay. His dimples, how merry were they. His cheeks were like roses when kissed by the sun.
His nose like a cherry, all wrinkled with fun.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow.
The beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a little old pipe he held tight in his teeth,
and the smoke went around and around and around his head like a wreath.
He was so jolly and plump, a right jolly old elf.
And a laugh, and a laugh, and a laugh, when I saw him in spite of myself.
He had a broad face and a little round belly
that shook when he laughed
like a bowl full of jelly.
He gave me a wicked eye and a twist of his head.
A chuckle and a smile, I knew all the while I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work. He filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying a finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney, he
whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him explain, Mary called out of sight.
Merry Christmas to all and to all good
night. Even the heart.
come again for a year.
The children are nestled all snug in their wee little beds, while memories of sugar plums dance in their wee.
I sent out a reminder via private message at the Merry Forums about this year's greetings, and it brought out a few folks who haven't been with us much this year, maybe due to life circumstances or what have you. It pleases me a great deal to hear from them now and to share their greetings with you, as well as some of the other familiar faces that we see on the Merry Forums in this next segment of Christmas Greetings.
Hello, MMC family. This is George Broderick from Cool Yule Comics wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a very happy and prosperous New Year.
Hi, this is Al Furnish from SantaUpdate.com wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody at MMC from Billy Battles.
Hi, it's Mark Nash, better known as Bully Pup on the site, wanting to wish all of my friends and Christmas friends a very, very Merry Christmas and thank you for so many wonderful things that you do on that site throughout the year. Again, Merry Christmas to everyone.
Hello, this is Lady Cat in Houston, wishing Ed Zachary and everyone at My Merry Christmas a very Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Hello, everyone. This is Mary Carey. I want to thank all of you for keeping the Christmas spirit bright in the forums the whole year round. A very Merry Christmas to you all, and a happy and healthy New Year. And I wish you many, many more to come. Merry Christmas!
I just wish everyone a merry and magical Christmas, and joy, peace, love to the world. And anyone in the world who needs a miracle this Christmas, I hope they receive it. Thank you very much. Bye.
Hi, my name is Katrina Cole. I am a member. I haven't posted, and I'm so sorry. It's just been a really rough year, but I just want to wish everyone on my Merry Christmas a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I hope that your family time is full of love and fun. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to everybody on the forum from Murfman in North Carolina. I wish everybody a very happy and prosperous New Year.
Hi, this is Mom Nan 30 calling in to wish all my friends at my Merry Christmas the best Christmas ever, joy in their hearts, and peace in the year to come. God bless all of you, and Merry Christmas.
This is Rob from Kentucky wanting to wish everyone on the Merry Network a very Merry Christmas and wanted to let everyone know how much the friendship and support on the network has meant over the years. God bless everyone.
Hi, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas from the Jeff Westover family and appreciate our association with My Merry Christmas and all the friends and people who support My Merry Christmas, and we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
So it's six more sleeps, and I'm very excited to say Merry Christmas to my online Merry Christmas family. This is Mary Noel, a.k.a. Sherry. I hope everyone has a fabulous Christmas with your families and Santa is good to you all. Bless everybody and Merry Christmas. Bye.
And that, folks, wraps up the greetings for this year and sends us off for this episode. When we return, we will be counting down to Christmas once again and beginning a new season here on the Merry Podcast. It has been a fantastic year as we have celebrated our 20th anniversary. From the Christmas party to the cookbook, it has been an epic ride that we will have the privilege of repeating again and again. We thank and acknowledge those who have contributed to this episode, including John Schmidt, Nat King Cole, Natalie Cole, Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians, and Mannheim Steamroller. But most of all, we thank you, our members, for your participation in making this episode so special. For MyMerryChristmas.com and all the associated sites of the Merry Network, this is Jeff Westover wishing you the best this Christmas and sending you our regards for a happy and prosperous New Year.